Time to jump back into our Gwen fishing report with Greg. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, you know, your vending machine there in Gwen is in the same spot it's always been, right?
Yep, it's right in front of where the store used to be, right across from Mobile.
And is there any other lakes that you can bring up right now that you've been hearing any good reports from?
Johnson Lake, actually, right off the boat launch there, Perch.
Perch off the boat launch, okay.
Yeah, Perch out there, and then Pico's Cataract Basin area. You get a lot of hammer handles, but you'll get some that are a decent size out there, but decent pike. And the walleye, I haven't heard much about walleye out in the Cataract Basin area yet. I don't think anybody's having too much success with that right there.
Is that typically a good lake for walleye, though, sometime during the summer?
Yeah, typically it is, yes. Sometimes you'll find a deep hole and you'll start getting a walleye around there, but I haven't had any real good reports on it right now.
Okay. Well, before we move on, Greg, is there any other lakes that you've been hearing anything about?
Haven't heard any reports from Sporley. I know a lot of times people hit that, but haven't heard anybody out there lately. Little Lake, not a whole lot from Little Lake. This 4th of July weekend, I think a lot of people were skiing and kind of disturbing the fishing, so, you know, waterboarding, water skiing. So, I haven't had any real reports from Little Lake.
And anything about the river itself?
It's a beautiful float this time of the year right now. You'll catch a few if you're down below the dam in the Escanaba River. There you can catch a few nice German browns in a few of the deeper holes. Find some of the feeder streams into the mouth right there. Been catching a few brook trout using small minnows.
Small minnows, okay. Well, Greg, tell the folks what you're carrying in your vending machine, your 24-hour vending machine there.
Well, we're fully loaded with crawlers and worms. Got those in there. Right now we got the leeches.
That's good.
Them have been going pretty decent. And wax worms. I even have some preserved wigglers, if anybody was looking to try those. I haven't tried them myself yet, but they're preserved wigglers. So.
Interesting.
You know, try that at night one night there, see how they work for the rainbows.
Well, Greg, as always, I appreciate the information. And you kind of confirmed a lot of the reports we're getting in here at the show. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
We'll catch you again some other time.
Yeah, you bet.
Greg filling us in on the Gwen Fishing Report, and this is The Outdoor Show.